Chapter 13. Hello, Shan Sector. 2 days before Plan K-10.
Brand was restless. Thunderstrike and a pylonous promise had reached their rendezvous with the Rebel flotilla 10 days earlier, joining a dozen other ships in the void of deep space. Since then, the Thunderstrike's crew had been working non-stop under Commander Peonu to repair or refit every square meter of the battered vessel. Parts and equipment were delivered by flotilla cargo haulers daily. Corridors had been sealed off, stripped of floor plating, and exposed to vacuum. Droids and engineers crawled like rats through ducts and tubes, welding panels and ripping out wires. Meanwhile, with the crew busy, the soldiers of Twilight could only get in the way. In Hal's absence, Lieutenant Saragon did what he could to occupy the troops. He devised training exercises and war games, granted squads shore leave to visit other ships in the flotilla. But without anywhere to land, there simply wasn't enough room for either work or recreation. Still, most of Twilight soldiers had developed a tolerance for boredom. Brand was an exception. Not that boredom was a problem for her per se. She'd been a bounty hunter. She'd once spent 8 days in the back of an abandoned landspeeder used by the Black Sun Syndicate as a dead drop. She'd worn an environment suit built for intravenous feeding and waste elimination, exercised by tensing her muscles without changing position, and staved off hallucinations by mentally reciting half-remembered poetry. When her target had finally arrived to pick up a package of death sticks, she'd almost fallen over when she rose to stun and cuff him. But she'd done the job. All she needed to overcome boredom was a goal, something to focus on. Aboard the Thunderstrike, she didn't have anything of the sort. She'd agreed, at Saragon's urging, to act as the target of a training manhunt. But even that had ended when she'd elbowed one of the fresh meat in the ribs with too much force.
"You could talk to them,"
Gadrin said one night. She'd gone to the clubhouse with a vague notion of winning Twitch's stash of credits in a card game. Instead, she'd found the place crawling with fresh meat, and encountered Gadrin on her return to the corridor. "I'd rather not," Brand said.
"You have training to offer, experience to impart,"
she cut him off. "There's a whole flotilla here, more than enough soldiers to coach them better than me."
"Perhaps. Then, join me and Roach a while. Captain Sohim of the Six Moon has invited members of Twilight Company to visit his ship."
Brand stared at the Basilisk, who stood patiently awaiting her reply. She'd already decided to refuse, but she searched for a reason, a convenient lie, an existing commitment she could use as an excuse. She had no interest in an evening spent socializing with strangers. Even Gadrin must have known that by now. "I don't need company," she said. "I need work." Brand waited as long as she could for an answer, a second or perhaps two. Then she marched down the corridor again toward the port boarding pod array. The whole section was under reconstruction, which meant she could sit on the edge of the scaffolding as long as her suit's oxygen held out, alone, except for the scurrying repair droids. She had tremendous respect for Gadrin, on both a personal and a professional level. She was in his squad, Namir's squad, for a reason. But he insisted on an intimacy with his comrades, wanted to tend to whatever personal troubles he imagined bothered them. Ordinarily, Twilight was too busy surviving for that to perturb her, and ordinarily, Gadrin could turn his prying onto Namir, who tolerated it better. No easy escape today. How much longer, Brand wondered, until the flotilla received new orders? A strict routine kept Brand sane. Every morning she woke up in the tool closet she converted into a private quarters. She exercised for 2 hours, first a jog through the ship, then training in the weight room, then breakfast, target practice, equipment maintenance. One task after the next, productive or not, just to keep her hands and brain busy. It was a trick she'd learned during the 4 months she'd spent in a detention center. She was negotiating with Quartermaster Hover, attempting to requisition a set of flashbang grenades from another ship in the flotilla, when the Thunderstrike's klaxon sounded. By the time she was halfway down the corridor to her assigned shelter, the alarm had stopped. But the Thunderstrike was in motion. The vibrations of the deck indicating that its thrusters had come online. She marched toward one of the central turbolifts and watched for crew members, senior Twilight staff, anyone who might know what was happening. When she spotted Von Geis boarding the lift, medkit in hand, she slipped in behind him. Von Geis eyed her curiously. "Situation?" she asked. He bit his lip as if debating how much to say. Brand locked her gaze on him until he relented.
"Another ship has arrived just out of battle. They lost life support. We're taking the survivors aboard."
He tapped at a panel, and the turbolift hummed alive. Brand nodded. More ships were showing up at the rendezvous every few days. It wasn't surprising one of them had barely made it. Still, it paid to be cautious. When Von Geis exited the lift and headed toward one of the upper airlocks, Brand stayed at his side. She drew her sidearm from her belt, a modified DX2 disruptor pistol banned by Alliance regulations, and which she certainly wasn't supposed to carry openly aboard the Thunderstrike, and ran disaster scenarios through her mind. The deck rumbled as something latched onto the Thunderstrike's hull. When Brand and Von Geis arrived at the airlock, full security and medical teams were already present, pulling floating medical gurneys burdened with bodies into the corridor. Brand observed the wounded as they passed by. A young man with blood crusted on his chin and nose shivered and stared at her. A woman with blackened palms hissed in pain, her eyes wide. A green-skinned Rhodian whose twisted neck looked broken lay still. It took 15 minutes for the bodies to stop arriving. There were almost 20 wounded in total, with others dead aboard the damaged ship. At a signal from the bridge, the security team sealed the airlock. The remaining medics followed the last gurneys toward the Thunderstrike's medbay. Brand remained in the corridor, observing the airlock for some time. She kept her disruptor gripped in one hand. Something was wrong. She wasn't sure what. Now she had something to focus on.